OpenAI CEO Sam Altman was as bullish as ever about artificial intelligence and the ChatGPT maker's latest advances when he spoke Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco.
I think this will be the most transformative and beneficial technology humanity has yet invented. And on a personal note, like four times now in the history of OpenAI, the most recent time was just in the last couple of weeks, I've gotten to be in the room when we sort of like push the veil of ignorance back and the frontier of discovery forward. And getting to do that is like the professional honor of a lifetime. So that's just, it's so fun to get to work on that.
One day later, Altman was out.
Major breaking news related to OpenAI. Steve Kovac joins us now. This is a stunner in some respects, Steve.
Yeah, Sam Altman is out as CEO of OpenAI. We just got this announcement, Scott.
The surprise removal of the OpenAI CEO on Friday is the buzz of the tech industry, raising questions about the company's role in the AI revolution, the ambitions of Altman and his team, the impact of his exit on the rest of the tech industry, OpenAI's complex corporate structure, and its unusual partnership with Microsoft. I'm GeekWire co-founder Todd Bishop. Coming up, we'll recap the latest developments in this fast-moving story and then talk with Matt McElwain of Madrona Venture Group about the broader implications of Sam Altman's ouster for Microsoft, Amazon, and the tech industry. First, here's what we know as of Saturday morning, November 18th. Microsoft has invested billions of dollars in OpenAI and has used OpenAI's technology to put Microsoft's own products at the forefront of the AI revolution. But the Redmond company was blindsided Friday by the OpenAI board's decision to remove Altman, learning about it shortly before the news was announced, according to a report by Axios, which GeekWire has confirmed independently. Microsoft does not have a seat on the OpenAI board. The unusual arrangement is a quirk that resulted from OpenAI's origins as a nonprofit organization called OpenAI Inc., which is dedicated to building artificial general intelligence, or AGI, for the advancement of humanity. In 2019, that nonprofit created an affiliated capped profit entity, OpenAI Global LLC, which is aimed at giving it the resources to pursue the AGI vision without the unlimited profit incentives of a traditional company. Reports overnight indicate that a conflict between Altman's ambitions for OpenAI and the mission of the nonprofit were at the core of the board's decision to oust him as CEO and remove OpenAI co-founder and president Greg Brockman as chairman. Brockman was initially designated to report to Meera Murati, the OpenAI CTO who was named interim CEO by the board, but Brockman then resigned from his executive role later Friday afternoon. Based on her reporting, journalist Kara Swisher reported that the problem was a, quote, misalignment of the profit versus nonprofit adherence of the company. She noted that OpenAI's big moves at its first developer day last week were part of the problem. At that event, on November 6th, Altman announced customized and personalized GPTs, along with plans for a related marketplace, and he told reporters that the company might even come out with its own AI device in the future. In an interview with the Financial Times, published November 12th, Altman said OpenAI would need to raise a lot more funding from Microsoft and others over time to finance the computing power needed for future AI breakthroughs. In the same interview, Altman also acknowledged that the company is working on GPT-5, the next major version of its large language model. The board alluded to a misalignment in its announcement of Altman's removal, saying that a review had concluded that he was, quote, not consistently candid in his communications with the board, hindering its ability to exercise its responsibilities. The statement continued, quote, OpenAI was deliberately structured to advance our mission, to ensure that artificial general intelligence benefits all humanity. The board remains fully committed to serving this mission. We are grateful for Sam's many contributions to the founding and growth of OpenAI. At the same time, we believe new leadership is necessary as we move forward. The board no longer has confidence in his ability to continue leading OpenAI. End quote. According to a report in The Information, Altman's exit was preceded by internal debates over whether the company was taking enough safety precautions in its development and deployment of artificial intelligence. OpenAI's capped profit entity does not have a board of its own, which is why Microsoft does not have a seat on the OpenAI board. Microsoft did have a presence indirectly on the OpenAI board previously, when LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman was on the OpenAI board. Hoffman, who sold the business social network LinkedIn to Microsoft in 2016, is also a Microsoft board member. However, he stepped down from the OpenAI board in March. Following the news of Altman's abrupt departure on Friday, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella issued a statement offering reassurances to Wall Street and Silicon Valley about the company's relationship with OpenAI and its ability to capitalize on the AI revolution with products of its own. He did not directly mention Altman in that statement. Nadella said, quote, "We have a long-term agreement with OpenAI with full access to everything we need to deliver on our innovation agenda and an exciting product roadmap, and remain committed to our partnership and to Mira and the team," end quote. However, Microsoft shares fell more than 3% in after-hours trading Friday, underscoring the importance of the OpenAI partnership to the company and the impact of the uncertainty created by Altman's ouster. See our related story on GeekWire.com for more details and analysis. Coming up, we talk about these developments with Matt McElwain of Madrona Venture Group.
I wanted a career in IT, but I didn't know where to start. WGU makes it simple. Their accredited online degree programs cover all kinds of IT specialties, and they have valuable industry certifications built in at no extra cost. The payoff? Having those certs back up my degree makes me look even better to future employers. A nonprofit university that includes top industry certs in their programs? I choose WGU. Learn more at wgu.edu/IT certs included.
After the news of Sam Altman's ouster, I jumped on the phone on Friday afternoon with Matt McElwain, a managing director at Madrona Venture Group in Seattle who focuses on areas including applied artificial intelligence and intelligent applications. Matt follows the cloud and AI sectors closely and invests in related companies. He also has his own extensive experience serving on company boards. Matt, did you see this coming? Did anybody see this coming?
I was surprised, and I think most people I've talked to about it in the last couple of hours were also surprised. No, I didn't see it coming. The next question that you ask when you don't have enough information is, you know, what could have caused this then? And I think there's categories there. You know, sometimes, you know, people do things and their boards have to make changes. Sometimes there's a loss of trust between a board and a senior executive that is precipitated by some kind of strategic set of decisions. And usually if it's only one decision. And then sometimes there's just macro things going on in the world that, you know, are kind of broader in a broader strategic level. If I had to guess, I think this is the middle one. I mean, the board has all but said, you know, hey, we've lost trust in Sam's transparency with us. But I think they mean by that is that he had either not, you know, been sharing everything he should have been with them, you know, in their judgment and their opinion, or he was off doing some other things. And that might have been, you know, negotiating partnerships, negotiating deals, you know, raising capital, you know, from one or multiple sources that he was doing without them being fully aware. And so they're, you know, developed, I think, fairly rapidly. I can explain why I think it's fairly rapidly, you know, kind of this disconnect between, you know, a founder CEO and his board. And I think it is unusual that if that is the story, that things kind of, you know, happened so quickly. But, you know, maybe when the story comes more fully out, we'll understand the context.
So you've obviously sat on many startup boards as a venture capitalist over the years. What do you think about the pace? What does that say in terms of how quickly it happened?
Well, I think the pace, which I would speculate was, you know, I mean, maybe there had been some concerns in the past, but I would guess that this kind of came to a head in the last week. So why do I think that? I mean, you know, first of all, they had their own big summit 2 weeks ago, and Sam was the star of the show. And not only that, but their largest investor and partner, you know, in Satya Nadella and in Microsoft, you know, he showed up on stage in person at that event. you know, and so that is, I think, both a, you know, a backing of OpenAI and of Sam, you know. Again, this week, you know, at the Microsoft Ignite Summit, you had, you know, a lot of references to OpenAI, to the partnership with Microsoft, to what it's enabled in everything from, you know, OpenAI as a service on Azure to many of the co-pilots from GitHub Copilot to Microsoft 365. And so it would strike me as unusual, right, or surprising that, you know, things have been brewing for a long time and all of these events were happening. And so I think that's why it was pretty rapid. The other thing that's interesting here is Greg Brockman is the co-founder and president and was chair of the board up until today, but he didn't get the interim CEO job and he got removed as the chairman of the board.
A quick addendum. We recorded this conversation with Matt McElwain as the story was still unfolding Friday afternoon. And as noted in the opening of this episode, Brockman subsequently resigned his executive role with OpenAI, citing the board's actions.
So that, you know, from kind of a lot of board experience would say that, you know, there might not have only been some distrust of Sam, but at least there might have been some things that Greg knew that other board members felt they should have shared. You know, he should have shared with them. And so there's some, you know, kind of complex dynamic going on there. But it's also leads, this is also why it leads me to believe this is more likely kind of some pretty severe strategic differences around partnering or fundraising or alignment. And, you know, here I have some degree of sympathy for OpenAI. I mean, it's been a meteoric rise as an organization, as a company. And it's a very complex world that they live in where, you know, they've been really a dedicated partner to date to their largest shareholder and funder, Microsoft. And, you know, in the meantime, you know, Microsoft's, as they did this week at Ignite, you know, they made a big deal about their models as a service and how they've also got Meta's Llama 2 models out there and other models running on Microsoft. And that strategic positioning is also the, you know, as we know from Bedrock and AWS, the positioning that, you know, AWS is taking out there is that this is, you know, people are going to choose lots of different types of models. And so here's OpenAI with a, you know, kind of a dedicated partnership, you know, with Microsoft. It's my understanding at some point they have more flexibility about where they can take their models and run them, but I don't know what the timing of that is. And so where do they go from both a strategic, you know, distribution partnering perspective and capital perspective? And and I'm just purely guessing. I really don't know, but I think that those are, you know, some of the things that might have been in the mix here and folks, you know, on that board feeling like Sam and possibly Greg were not being transparent with them.
To your point, Matt, I was at the OpenAI Dev Day a couple of weeks ago in San Francisco, and there was a press briefing afterward with Sam Altman and Mira Murati, who was the CTO at the time and has now been named the interim CEO. And the dynamic between them was that Sam was very much in charge. There were a couple times when Mira answered questions. In fact, one of the questions I asked, and Sam stepped in to basically add his two cents in a way that kind of implicitly made it clear that he didn't feel that Mira's response had fully and comprehensively answered the question. So to your point, at the time, this seemed, based on that, it seems like Sam was very much in charge at that moment.
Yeah. And it's my understanding, you know, he was at the dinner. In fact, I think Eric Newcomer has now said it, you know, kind of, you know, sent some stuff out about it. You know, the Cerebral Valley event, which is kind of like similar to our, you know, Intelligent Application Summit, you know, Sam was there at the dinner on Wednesday night. And yeah, seemingly, you know, in a good mood. So, you know, yeah, I don't think Sam knew on Wednesday, would be my guess, that, you know, he was going to lose his job on Friday.
One thing that really struck me about this announcement was the list of the board members of OpenAI. Mm-hmm. And I'm struck that Microsoft, as such a significant shareholder, does not have a seat at that board. What do you make of that?
I think it's a great point that Microsoft does not have a seat on that board. You know, I think Reid Hoffman was on that board and recently stepped off it. And of course, he is on the board of Microsoft. But that's another breadcrumb here, perhaps. I do think that it's going to more likely come out that there was a set of big strategic decisions around who and where and how OpenAI could partner, and then the related set of questions of, you know, who was funding, you know, or planning to fund some of their next moves.
So what does this mean for the broader industry? That's coming up next. I was looking back at the press release that Microsoft came out with when they announced their new AI chip earlier this week, and Sam Altman was quoted in that press release on Wednesday morning. So clearly that
right
there gives you a sign that Microsoft really had no idea that this was happening, or at least not enough to be able to pull back, because you wouldn't be quoting somebody in your release if you know that 2 days later he was not going to be the CEO.
I think that seems likely, but I think more broadly, you know, out there in the world of cloud and now AI competition, is you do see these bigger players trying to offer choice, whether they're trying to offer choice at the chip level or the model level or some of the other services that are, you know, need to be around, you know, the models and chips in order to build these actual intelligent applications. They're all going to do that in different forms. Google will try as well. You know, it may come out in time that there was, you know, different strategic points of views around the OpenAI board, and that Sam, in their judgment, was doing too many things on his own and not being sufficiently communicative and coordinated with his board. And, you know, I mean, you know, the board dynamic is, you know, there's often a bunch of different mechanisms that, you know, give boards control in the situation. And in my experience, the only one that really matters is the trust-based relationship between the CEO and the board. And if for whatever reason, one side of that, you know, dynamic, the CEO or the board, has lost trust, then you're in a difficult spot. And that's a place you never want to be.
We asked Microsoft about this, and they said in a statement, quote, "We have a long-term partnership with OpenAI, and Microsoft remains committed to Mira and their team as we bring this next era of AI to our customers." Of course, what else are they going to say? I guess the one thing we do know is that Sam Altman is no longer the CEO of OpenAI. What does this do to the competitive landscape from your perspective?
I think that's a great question, Todd. And I think that Microsoft did exactly the right thing in getting out that statement. They got it out quite quickly after the news broke. And I think what they're saying is, you know, we're the ones with all the enterprise customers. We're the ones that are putting out all these co-pilots that we're planning to charge a significant upcharge for. And so we're standing in front of our capabilities, regardless of who provides them on top of that, you know, on Azure, you know, an OpenAI model, for example. And you can trust us, Microsoft, even if there's some instability with one of our key partners. And I think Microsoft has to keep emphasizing that message, because I think they have had success with catching the attention of a number of customers, both developers and bigger enterprises that want to entrust some of their AI innovation to Microsoft as a partner. On the other hand, I think that this creates, you know, an opportunity that AWS has to be thoughtful about, but definitely an opportunity for them, because I think their opportunity is to say, hey, you see, we've been about price, convenience, and selection. That's the Amazon thing. Selection means choice. And we've been the place where you can choose your models, and you can choose your models and run them on Bedrock or run them on a partner like OctoML, which runs on AWS and, you know, is, you know, kind of aligned with Bedrock and giving customers on Amazon choice, right? And then also say, hey, you know, we've been your cloud partners for a long time, and you can trust us, and we're going to be the reliable, you know, it's your choice, let's work on it together partner. And so I think it does give AWS some additional opportunity as they go into their, you know, big annual summit here in a week. I do think this creates an opportunity for a bit of a rethinking by some customers as to who they're going to, you know, kind of partner with deeply in the applied AI world. I think the cloud players, and specifically Microsoft and Amazon, are going to do very well in this world and do well by positioning that they are providing a lot of choice and options to their customers, because you just truly never know quite what's going to happen.
Matt McElwain is a managing director at Madrona Venture Group, where he focuses on a broad range of software, including applied artificial intelligence and intelligent application companies. Hey, Matt, thanks for jumping on. I feel like this was a great emergency podcast here.
My pleasure, Todd. Always glad to spend time with you. Thanks for all you guys do in the ecosystem. Take care.
Thanks for listening. See the show notes for links to related coverage. I'm GeekWire co-founder Todd Bishop. We'll be back soon with a new episode of the GeekWire podcast.